This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've got a collaboration going with Frontline this month. It's a special investigation into campaign finance. Specifically, how did the Supreme Court's ruling in Citizens United a couple of years ago, which said labor unions and corporations could spend essentially as much as they wanted on politics, how has that changed our campaigns? Lots of ways. Obviously, maybe the biggest is that what's happening this election cycle is being driven by more money than ever before. The money is being spent by campaigns, yes, and parties, super PACs, of course. Also, groups that are known simply as 501c4s. They're named after a section of the tax code, actually, if you're curious. But the big difference between them and super PACs is that the 501c4s don't have to tell anybody where they're getting their money, and they can spend as much as they want, as long as that spending is independent of campaigns and candidates. It's a long way of saying that the upshot of the whole thing is that this year, secret money is buying tens of millions of dollars worth of ad time. And all that secrecy makes some people uneasy. But why? Marketplace's Mark Garrison got that assignment.
Kai's question is tricky because it's so rarely asked. There are fierce arguments about campaign finance, of course, but they're largely about who can give and how much. You don't hear many people publicly sticking up for secret donations. Mostly you hear from groups fighting against secrecy, like Democracy 21, led by Fred Wertheimer. What's his problem with secrecy?
Secret money spent in elections leads to corruption and scandal.
Try to argue against that, and you're siding with sinister-sounding things. Secrecy, anonymity, dark money. And your opponent stands with open government, sunshine laws, transparency. The very language of the debate is arrayed against you before the facts are even presented. But some do make the counter-argument, like John Samples of the Libertarian Cato Institute. Ask him about anonymous donations, and he doesn't use the word secret.
I think they're private in the sense that people have a right to be free of sort of undue harassment.
To him, donations are private, not secret. Disclosing campaign giving draws a roadmap for people in power to retaliate against those who gave to other candidates. Keep in mind, nobody questions your right to keep your vote private. For Samples, the check you write to a politician is as private as the check mark you make behind the drawn curtain of a voting booth. If you think of political donations as private instead of secret, they don't sound so obviously diabolic.
But they didn't provide a head-to-head.
I wanted insight into why secret donations are such a problem for so many people, so I tapped a couple of psychologists, starting in Professor Anita Kelly's Notre Dame classroom. She specializes in information people hide from each other.
Keeping a secret can and often does violate expectations for honest communication in a relationship.
Kelly doesn't focus on politics, but NYU psychologist Eric Knowles does. He says some secrecy is understandable, such as information withheld for national security reasons. It all depends on credibility.
When people have a generally positive impression of somebody, they can tolerate that person keeping secrets.
He says it seems secret donations trouble our mind in a way other secrets don't, because we don't trust political operatives.
If somebody's already seen as sort of a wheeler dealer, then secrecy has a very different connotation.
And the current campaign finance system is quite a playground for wheeler dealers. I put the question of secret donations to Tufts University political philosopher Lionel McPherson. He first told me he thought donors could stay private as long as groups buying political ads provide information about their leaders and agenda.
That wouldn't require that we know everybody who has contributed to help make the ad possible.
But this is a guy who thinks deeply for a living, so after more reflection, McPherson offered a slightly different view based on magnitude.
There's a big difference between giving $50 or $100 and giving $5 million. A person who's giving $5 million, even if it's that person's legal right, seems to me that they no longer have a claim to privacy. They're no longer really operating as a typical equal citizen.
So this is the point in most campaign finance stories where either the badness of a bad guy is declared or the reporter proclaims both sides had their say and the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Sorry to disappoint. The issue of secret donations is a lot more complex. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.